Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, Jenny.
Oh yeah, it's Saturday. I can't make up my mind if that's good or not in this current situation, but it is Saturday. It's okay. Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, where we know how to take care of business, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to have some good music. We're going to have a few requests, and we're just going to have some fun, guys. We need some fun. We need some fun. I need some fun. What can I tell you? You know, I'm lucky because I get to control this. So I can do all the fun I want to, and you guys just have to listen. That's all there is to it. I like it. Okay. I got a late request, and it was really kind of cool. John sent me this song, and I said, oh, wow. That's really kind of awesome. I can play that. And he goes, well, thank you. And I think he expected, because it was so late, that I couldn't put it on to play it. But I thought, you know what? He said, just in case you're short of an Elvis song.
Ah.
Well, how can that ever happen, you know? Mm-hmm. But this is an Elvis song he sent, and it's a very early one. So it's really kind of cool. I like it. I don't, you know, whoever this song was written about, more power to them, because I don't know. I wouldn't want a guy that cared about me or loved me to just stand aside for another man. It's like, you know, voice your opinion, yell at me, fight for me. You never know. Maybe it's a test. You don't know. You can't tell. Fight for what you want. Don't just let it slide on past you. State your opinion and go with it, man. So anyway, here's Elvis saying, I'll never stand in your way. Very young.
If you find someone new who means more than me to you, I'll never stand in your way. If you feel we must part, don't let pity rule your heart. I'll never stand endless way. I love you much too much to ever lose you. But what is to be will be, and I'll obey. I'll be blue when you go, but I'll never let it show. I'll never stand in the way. I love you much too much to ever lose you. But what is to be will be, and I'll obey. I'll be blue when you go, but I'll never let it show. I'll never stand in your way.
Oh, I mean,
aww.
We're talking Baby Elvis here.
Hey, whoa.
Baby Elvis.
Oh, sweet.
Sun Records, you know, at the beginning.
Oh.
And isn't it fantastic that those recordings are still around for us to hear?
Yeah.
I think that's so awesome. That's so awesome. And you can, if you can hear his voice at this age, and you can just, as you listen to the songs, you can hear them progress as his voice matures, and he gets more of a range, and he gets more of that fullness and quality to his voice as it matures. And it's really, you can really hear the journey, and it's really, really fantastic.
But
so if you guys get a chance to do that, go ahead.
But you can still hear it, seem, Jenny.
Oh, of course. I mean, he's a baby. You know, you can still hear that it's Elvis' voice.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic that those early recordings like that are still available for us to hear.
Yeah.
Now, if you went out to try and find a vinyl, that might not be so easy. But luckily, someone has put it on a digital recording, and we still have access to it.
Yep.
So it's fantastic. I think it's fantastic. So, okay, we've got that, and that was sent to me by Pat. No, Pat didn't send that to me.
Okay.
I've only gotten one song. That was a couple weeks ago. Anyway, no, John sent me this. Last minute.
Thanks, why I'm getting
kind of confused. I'm
glad you like Elvis, too.
It was like after 12 when John sent that, and he says, if you're getting stuck for an Elvis song, play this. I said, I'll play that. I'm not stuck for one. How can you be stuck for an Elvis song? But I said, I'm not stuck for one, but I'll play this. No problem.
Yeah, problem.
So we've got it. We played it. Hey, there we go. And we got here. We got to hear Baby Elvis.
So cute.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, when you're in the business for umpteen thousand years, and you started, I mean, the very first competition, 10 years old. I mean, you know, he may not have won, but he was there and he was singing, 10 years old.
Right.
And he goes, and there are changes in the voice that you can hear over that time. And you stop and think about it, it really is quite an amazing journey.
It is.
So, and it's all there in his music. You can hear the progression of time in his music.
Right.
The one thing that you're not going to hear very often is the state of his health in his music. He could have had the flu and you never would have known it. He would have been able to perform like he always did. He found that deep well inside of him that he drew from.
Mm.
And and he went with it. And very few people, except those close to him that he worked with all the time, that took care of him, they're the only ones that knew that he was ill at that time. I mean, you know, when you got the flu or you've got a bad cold and you can hardly talk, let alone breathe, you would expect concerts to be canceled, things to not happen. That's not how it was. He went out and he did it anyway.
He did.
I don't know how. I really don't know how, but he did it anyway.
He's a trooper.
Oh, honey, it was more than that. It was more than that. So you just...
amazing.
There just isn't anybody else like that. There just isn't anybody else like that. Somebody gets the flu, they can hardly stand up. They're going to cancel that concert. But he didn't. He never did. So, okay. Well, I think he canceled. He stopped one concert because he was too sick. Yeah. But one out of how many hundreds and thousands? My word. How many years?
You weren't there.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, okay. The fortunes.
Okay.
The Fortunes. If I recall, they were a British band from way back when.
I think so.
Yeah, I think they were. And we're going to listen to You've Got Your Troubles. And boy, do I got mine.
That worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my love today. All of my dreams have flown away. Now just like you, I sit and wonder why. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You need some sympathy, well, so do I. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She used to love me, that I know, oh, 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 oh. And it don't seem so long ago.
I say to you, my friend, that I ain't got no pity for you. For I ain't
true.
You see, I lost my little girl too.
I'd help another place another time. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
You've got your troubles. I've got mine. There you go. The Fortunes.
That was great.
That. We used to hear that every day on the radio. I was 14. 13, something like that. Anyway, back in the caveman years. Yeah, back in the caveman years, you know.
Oh, yeah, wow. Fall back to that.
Oh, sometimes it feels like it. What can I tell you? Sometimes I feel 100 years old. And it's just trying to keep up with the things happening in life and around you and other people. I did get to talk to my sister last night. She called me.
Oh,
we spent 2.5 hours on the phone.
Oh, lovely.
Well, I hadn't seen her since my vacation in October. She lives in North Idaho. You know, it was really sweet to hear from her. And we just talked about everything. You know, it was great. One thing I did find out that was good news. Kind of, I guess. You guys remember about my brother? He was in the ICU and then the heart wing and everything. Well, they did release him about two months ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she called, and one of the reasons she called was to let me know that he was back in the hospital again.
Oh, no.
With breathing problems and pneumonia again from his COPD.
Right.
He's doing a lot better now. My brother-in-law talked to him. He sounds really good. But at this point, they have him in a sealed environment in ICU. So the air is completely filtered. His food is sanitized. He's got everything controlled for him, and he's doing great. But one thing I brought up to Rita is that, stop and think, honey. She said, oh, well, he's, of course, being in the hospital. He's not smoking. He quit smoking when he was in the hospital last time. They wouldn't let him smoke. So he says, hey, he's been 3 months without. He's not going to start again. So he stopped smoking.
Right.
He stopped drinking. And believe me, for my brother, that is a magical feat that he stopped drinking. So far, so good. And he's going to church again. He's accepted the Lord. And so he's doing really, really well on that front. But we're looking at the point that he's doing great in the hospital, in the sealed environment. When he's out, he's going to be back out into real air, real germs, real pollutants, real crud. He's going to be back in the trying to survive on Social Security, the stress and anxiety that causes, and all of that. And this was not a pleasant thought to have to entertain, but it's the truth. He's either going to die of a heart attack one night in his bed or in the middle of the street, for all we know, or he's going to end up in the hospital again because his lungs cannot deal with that anymore with the COPD. So we are kind of on pins and needles for him and happy that he's feeling good. As long as he's in the hospital, he's feeling good. We don't know how long he'll be until he gets over the pneumonia anyway. So, but we're hoping for a better outcome than we expect when he gets out of the hospital.
Oh, prayers to him, bless him.
So that's something my family is praying for at this point. And luckily we're doing it all together. So that really does help. You know, we kind of support each other in that. So, but that's an update on my brother that at one point they thought was going to die before morning. That was the truth. And he's a stubborn old cuss. That's all I can say. So keep being stubborn, Timothy. Just keep on being stubborn. Just be with us as long as we can keep you. So that's, you know they've got problems. You know they go through garbage, but you still love them, and you still pray for them. So that's my little brother. Okay. Anyway, we're going to have some good pick it up, dance it around, and have some fun music. I did not be expecting to play this group because I just don't very often. I just don't. It was requested once before, and I thought, oh, why don't play those guys? The Osmonds.
Ah.
Yeah. Exactly. Huh.
Then went back to 75. Well,
my radar just didn't reach them anymore. But I ran across them. Ran across them last night when I was doing the show. And I got
them.
When Donnie was still with the group.
Mm.
And they're just having a good time on this video. It starts out, it's got two or three songs, and it starts out with "We Having a Party."
Oh,
so
yeah.
Have a good time. The video is actually called "The Osmonds 1970s." So.
It's Saturday night. Out of town.
Hey! Hey!
All of my friends at school. That tonight we're gonna go down.
Hey! Everybody prepared the word
all over the neighborhood.
So come on over and bring a friend. This party has got to be good.
Hey, 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 we're having a party.
Hey!
We're gonna dance and play.
Come on, man.
That was quite an abrupt ending, I think. But that's okay. It was a good song. I liked it. So I'm busy finishing a please don't get worried kind of a message right now. And I know I shouldn't be doing that during my show, but hey, you know, sometimes you just gotta, this is part of taking care of business, guys. This is part of taking care of business. It's just keep the panic down. Keep the panic down. So, that's what I'm doing. Anyway, okay, all done. Yes. And during that wonderful song, we picked up our other UKer. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
Hello, Susan.
Can hear you. Awesome. We can hear you. You can hear us. Yeah. Hey.
Nice to be here.
I heard that you weren't going to have steady internet here for a while, that it was going to kind of go away.
At the moment, I'm using someone else's internet. Until mine's fixed.
Thank goodness.
You know, unless they're here, I can't use it. Because they have to take it with them. It's like a little box.
Tell them they can't leave.
Connection box.
Well, tell them they can't leave. It has to stay there.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah,
so sad. Lose it.
He was
gone.
At work last night, so I couldn't get on last night. So.
Oh, so sad.
I'm okay tonight, though.
Good. Glad to hear.
Well, that's all right then.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, because. Isn't it just how horrible we've come to count on the internet so much?
Oh no! How did we do without it?
I know.
Oh how did we manage our lives when we had to use rotary dial phones and two party phones? Have you ever had two party phones? Oh, that's a real trip.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, that is a real trip. Yes. Anyway, I remember doing that. I remember my aunts doing that. And it was always a caution to say, listen first. Someone else may be using the phone. And it's like, let's see. You could find out all kinds of stuff in the neighborhood. And then you got to stop and think about Gladys Kravitz. And you think, that's how she did it. She had a party line.
Maggie Parker.
Oh, and you remember the telephone operators that used those plug-in boards where they plug something in to connect the calls and all that? Hey, they must have known everything going on all over the place. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
All the gossip.
Yeah.
Freaky. And we stop and think. We worry about someone getting into our phone calls online or hacking in our Facebook pages or accidentally putting something on we didn't want somebody to see. And it's not any different, people. It's not any different. It really is. You've got to take care of your own business and worry about your own privacy because it's no different than it ever has been. There have always been nosy Nellies that can get into anything. And there always will be. There always will be. So,
do you remember
how
the party
about another
lines?
Exactly. And I think my aunt.
Terrible.
My aunt
really
had
bad.
A three party line. She lived in Deary, Idaho, and she had a three party line. And that was, oh my gosh, that one little town. It had less than 500 people in it. And everybody literally. And you know what? We would go to stay with my aunt in the summer for 2 weeks or a month or whatever it was. She never worried about where we were or what we were doing because everybody in town kept an eye on us.
She already knew.
Yeah, they already knew. Everybody in town knew we were coming. We were going to be there, how long we were going to be there, and they all watched out for us to make sure there was no problem.
Well, exactly.
We didn't know that until we were adults. So, hey, it was like having a great big huge family. You know,
yeah.
You didn't do anything wrong because everybody in town would know it. Everybody in town. So it was hilarious. If you were playing in the phone booth downtown, hey, your aunt heard about it within 5 minutes and you got in trouble.
Yep. That's right.
If you were digging for quarters and nickels under the boardwalk, which we did still have a boardwalk at that point, the cops knew about it within 10 minutes and were there to say, you know, Jen, you're not supposed to be doing that. You need to stop it. No. That's the town property, and you can't be digging under there, honey. You're going to get hurt, and you're going to break something. So you couldn't get away with anything in that town. It was impossible.
No.
And in the winter, they all knew who was out sledding on what hills, and the town sheriff would make sure that all of the traffic went around those hills.
Yeah.
So that us kids were never in danger. We didn't know that, but us kids were never in danger. They all watched out for us, made sure we had a clear sledding hill. And we didn't know that until we were adults. But when you stop and think about it, that is really so awesome.
Mm.
That just really brings to life that it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened in Deer
Valley. And it was all safe back in them days, wasn't it, with the people, not like today,
there was always, there was always stuff going on. You grew up in school learning, don't talk to strangers, don't get into a stranger's car. And I remember a couple times that my sisters and I got followed going to the swimming pool.
Oh, my.
Grocery store, mom would take us to the grocery store because she didn't have a babysitter, and you look over to the car next door and there's something that girls shouldn't deal with over there.
Yeah.
And it was not all safe. No, it wasn't.
Mm.
There were still the hinky people around that caused the problem and kidnapped the kids and did bad stuff.
Yeah,
it's just always been that way.
Yeah,
we didn't have the instant news back then. That we do now. So we didn't know about as much of it, but we were also raised differently to be more cautious and more aware of it.
Yeah.
So in a way we were much safer. In a way, that's how we could go 2 miles to the swimming pool or 8 blocks up walking to school every day, 6 blocks to the grocery store. We could do that because we were more aware of how to stay safe on our way.
Right.
So I miss that environment. I miss that attitude. It wasn't safer, but it felt safer because everybody took more precaution. So just remember that, guys. You know, it's just different. It's the same, but it's approached differently. That's why it's not as safe. Plus, there's more people. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not cool. Anyway, another request. We're going for another request. It is another song that John sent me. And it's by an ETA that has been around for 15,000 years. I've never heard of him before, but John told me he was around back in 77. So before 77. And this is a song he did. Must have been 77 or later, because it's entitled Elvis, Precious Memory of You. And the guy's name is Danny Boy Squire.
It was 1979. 1935, on the 8th of January, a baby boy was born. Elvis Aaron Presley, the life he lives echoes still. The course he set, no other fulfilled. Love me tender, with precious memory of you.
And we love you, oh,
Elvis, precious memories of you.
Oh,
Elvis, precious memories of you. Gone but not forgotten, I hold you in my soul. Your precious memories remain in my heart. No one more than I wish that the day had never come. The day you left the rest of us behind. The Presley family became a shell. The gates of Graceland began to swell. Broken hearts left searching. Precious memories of you. Now or never, oh, surrender. You touched the whole world with your song. You said these words before you died. What we know while I'm alive is better than a florist shall. But I gone. Forgotten, I hold you in my heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the only time I thought he sounded like Elvis was the last note.
The last
and
bit, yeah.
Yeah. Then he sounded like Elvis. Before that, it was more like using his own, which is, there's nothing wrong with his voice. That's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't trying to sound like Elvis on the whole song. And that's fine, too. That's
quite
not a problem.
At the end, wasn't it?
That's what, but you see, that's the difference between an Elvis impersonator and an Elvis tribute artist.
Mm.
An Elvis tribute artist doesn't particularly want to sound like Elvis. He will probably sound similar just because he listens to it so much. And he does use some of the mannerisms and things, but he doesn't try to completely copy Elvis. That's a tribute artist. He's paying tribute. Mm-hmm. An impersonator studies and studies to sound like Elvis, to phrase like Elvis, to move like Elvis, to do everything like Elvis. That is an impersonator. And they don't cross over into full impersonation anymore. They just use part of that for their tribute to Elvis. They use the dress. They use the look. Yes, they use the mannerisms to a certain extent. But and a lot of them have voices that naturally are similar to Elvis, and they are the ones that go farther in their careers. And I think that's fantastic. When a guy can use his own voice and sound so similar to Elvis that you have to wonder, I think that is fantastic. That is a blessing for that artist. That is fantastic. And it will get him someplace in his career if he wants to go. So, hey, that's my opinion. There you go. Take it or leave it. Like it or lump it. Whatever you want to do with it, there it is.
That's it. You've had your say.
I've had my say. And, hey, you know, that's what I do this for, is that if I have this little soapbox sitting next to me here on the floor, and if I want to use it, that's part of the deal. I get to use it. Yeah. Oh, so there. Luckily, I don't think anybody's gotten mad at me too often so far, so that's a good thing. We'll try and keep that going. I don't want that. Okay. We've got... Now, this is something I keep trying to remember. I think it was a request like a couple of years ago, or anyway, it was a long time ago. But I just ran across it yesterday. Thought, hey, I'm going to play that again. This is cool. Nobody will remember it. It's okay. So I went and told you.
I'll let you know.
Find the logic in that. Yeah, okay. The group called Swingin' Blue Jeans. No idea and don't care. Swingin' Blue Jeans. And the song is Hippie, Hippie Shake.
Ah.
Hippie, hippie shade.
There you go. How much better does it get? It just doesn't get much better. There you go. Except when you listen to Elvis. You know, that gets better a lot. So here we go. Yeah, here we go. An Elvis song that just kind of moves me. No, it's not This Is Our Dance. I go into that song pre-melted. This is Elvis doing 12th of Never.
How much I need you, must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I love you, I'll tell. Until the 12th of never, I'll still be loving you. Hold me close, never let me go. Hold me close, melt my heart. Like April snow, I love you. Till the bluebells forget to bloom, I love you. Till the clover has lost its perfume, I love you. Till the poet run out of rhyme. Oh, until the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time. Until the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time.
Oh, you gotta love that. That little groan at the end. That's beautiful. But you know what? That sounds a whole lot better than Johnny Mathis ever did. Mm. Johnny Mathis has this very light, very first tenor voice. Mm. You know, and it's nothing against him. He's got a beautiful voice, but I just like Elvis doing it better. Yes. You know? I just like Elvis doing it better. So it's...
I'm with you there.
Yeah, I tried to load a couple of my songs that I found during the week. Fever, in particular.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't get it into proper format, to load, so I got to work on that one.
Uh-huh.
It won't convert. I might have to redo it, which is really a shame because that was such a good version. 2 years ago I did that, and I would bet it's still on my Facebook page 2 years ago somewhere. Oh, I take it back. I went ahead and let the memory post day before yesterday. I'm either brave or stupid. I can't decide which, guys.
I'm saying nothing.
Good idea. Good idea. Just keep it to yourself, honey, and
That's
I'll
it.
Love you forever. Okay. Hello, girl. How are
up.
You doing? We got... Hello?
Jenny. Thank you for letting me on your show.
Yeah.
Hi.
I even recognized your phone number this time. Yesterday, I wasn't too sure, but I recognized it this time. I didn't know if you could call or not with your...
No, I just wanted to call in and say thank you, everybody, for the prayers and well wishes. It's just asthma. We're having a bad pollen spell right now, so it's just affecting
me. Oh, yeah.
Every time I go outside. So I'm in the house. The windows are closed. It's a hot day. It's a beautiful hot day. I wish I could open the windows, but oh well. And I have medicine. I'm doing okay. I just want to tell you guys I'm alive. And
thank you all for
listening to the, it might be an old show last night, but it was a show on the old network, and I wanted everyone to be able to hear it either again or for the very first time.
Hmm. Yeah. I didn't think there was anything wrong at all with posting that particular show. I thought that was a very good choice.
Yeah, it was awesome. But one more thing, Jenny, and I will shut up. I know that's hard for me to do.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you guys that I did get up to a message sent to me from our special guy, and some people went to him, and I just want you guys to realize how selfish some people can be in this world. People said last night, I don't know who it is, no one's naming names, but it's just a shame. You know how Elvis always said, you can't make everyone happy. Even if you try, it's hard to make everyone happy. Well, it's the truth. Someone last night said that they're not going to listen to my shows anymore because I'm not reliable enough. So they're going to listen to Jenny's show only.
No.
Myself, why would someone say that? That's just so mean, you know? But okay,
just,
if that's what you want to do. Go ahead.
Just being hurt. Well, the thing is, you know, is we can't control
anybody.
I'm
not reliable enough. You know, there's months at a time I don't take off, and then I take off one time and actually give a show that's older. At least you have something to listen to, right? And they still
You know, just take it with a grain of salt and don't play it.
Yeah. I'm just like letting you guys know. You know, there are always selfish people behind the scenes. You know, just try hard not to be like that. Not to hurt people.
You know, it's like my mama used to tell me when I was a kid, because it used to bother me. I used to be very insecure. It's the truth. I was very insecure. And my mama used to say, honey, don't worry about it. You can't please all the people only some of the time, and you cannot please everybody all the time. So don't worry about it. Sometimes
sometimes you're not. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys I love you. I thank you for everything. Thank you for listening to the show last night. I'm so happy that it worked, that we can do that. And, I just wanted to share to you that, you know, you can't plan for things. Look what's going on in the world right now. You can't plan things. Now, at least I know I have an illness. I've had it my whole life. Come on, everybody. Be nice.
Exactly.
Nice. Be like Jesus.
Honey, you got to go with the flow. When you've got stuff that you can't control, you just got to roll with the punches. There's nothing else you can do.
And, you know, I can understand people work and they, you know, like, for instance, you have a job. You have a real job. You leave the house and you have your shows, too. You know, that's a job. You have two jobs, really. You know, and I do, too. I might not leave the house, but I'm a mama. I'm a wife. I do things around my property. I do the shows. I do the groups. I do everything, too. So, guys, be nice. You know, there's only so many hours in the day. We can't be everything. Terrible. No, it's terrible. I think it's somebody starting trouble just because they can. But just remember, whoever this is, if you're listening to Jenny's show because you said you were going to, then you will hear me right now. Be nice. All the stuff I've given all of you all in the past, all the things that I do for you guys, be nice. Remember, I'm just one woman. There's only one of me. So give me some time. This will pass just like everything else. And all you're doing for us too, Shauna.
And you can't control people, and you just have to remember everybody is going to be themselves no matter what, and just work with it and don't sweat it. And I know you don't, and that's the only attitude, but you know,
in the truth and reality, I couldn't even breathe last night, so there was no way I could have done a show.
Exactly.
I would have just had to play music. I wouldn't have been able to talk at all. So what's the point in that? So be nice. Just be nice. Be like Jesus. Be nice. And that's all I wanted to say, Jenny.
And just let them not worry about it either. You know, let them do whatever they're going to do, and it's not going to affect your everyday life, so who cares?
No. I mean, it does affect my everyday life. My illness does to a degree, but, you know, it's nothing to worry about. Yeah, just everybody
one
chill.
One person's opinion of it does not affect your everyday life, so don't worry about it. You don't know them. You don't know who they are, so...
Even if I do know them, at this point, I don't want to know who it was. They know who it was. They can just keep it to themselves. It'd be nicer that way. I love y'all. I love all y'all. I love you, Jenny.
Love you,
Anne, and love all you
love
listeners.
Love you too, Shauna.
I'll be back.
Really appreciate what you do for
us. I'll keep myself inside, and I'll be a good girl, and I'll get better, and I'll be back with you all Monday, okay?
Yeah, you go well.
You take care.
You guys. Bye, Jenny. Bye, Ann.
Talk to you
later. Shauna. Take care.
Bye.
Bless.
Okay. On to the next song.
Okay.
There we go. Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Here again, you're gonna be that spine's gonna want to be twitching back and forth, and up the shoulders, you know, it's just going to get to you. That's all there is to it. So here you go. Copperhead Road by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
in Mexico. I just ran her up, I hollered down Copperhead Road. Yeah, and the DA's got a chopper in your hair. Wake up screaming like a bag of air. Learn a thing or two from Charlie, don't you know? You better stay away from Copperhead Road.
There's other artists that have done that, but I like their rendition the best because it's got that that mountain twang to it. I like that.
That get up and
I just
go
like that.
Music.
Yeah, and they get the banjo in there. And you know what? I just wonder. I wonder if that's a homemade banjo.
Might be.
There's an interesting thought straying through my mind. It happens once in a while.
Can you hear me?
Ah,
yes.
I
can hear you.
Yes. You came back and we can.
Oh,
whoa.
Your prayer's been answered.
This is about the fourth time I've tried to get
yes.
that.
Yes, I see you coming and going, and this is... Well, I heard you the first time you were in the beginning of the show. This is the first time I've heard you.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah. Welcome.
Well, I'd like to say something. You know, whoever that was that said that about Shauna, they're out of order.
Well,
yes.
Shauna's
and
not
it
well.
Wasn't,
and
it
she's
wasn't
very reliable.
About her show. It wasn't even about her show. It's about her being sick and not having her show reliably. And it's like, you know what?
Really
people can't help when they get sick. People can't help when they get sick. That's just how it happens. Go with it, accept it, and just let it be what it is. Don't worry about it.
I know. I understand that. I was here, and I was getting so mad.
I know.
We
couldn't hear you. We couldn't hear you.
Could you?
Well, it gave you a minute. It gave you a minute to calm down and think about
it. It did. Okay.
And then
I've said what I've
got
to say.
And then get freaked out and, you know, line
but
up when you want.
No, it's not
I'm
right.
I'm still
bless
mad
her.
About it. That's a terrible thing
well,
to say.
The thing is, honey, yeah, we can get upset about it. We can get mad about it. But we can't let it stew.
No, I know we can't.
Inside yourself and simmer. You have to let it go. You know, a couple of deep breaths, let the breaths out, deep breaths in, let the breaths out, and just let the oxygen relax you because...
And then relax.
Crap like that can give you a heart attack.
Don't do that. Or a stroke.
You don't want that. You don't want that to happen. So just don't let these people get to you that way. Just let them have their twisted off-center opinions and don't worry about it.
No, no, it's
nobody
sure
can help. Well,
I know, but
help
they don't say these things to her face, do they?
Well, the thing
that's
is everybody gets sick, okay? I'm kind of weird because I don't get sick very often. When I do get sick, I'm like the Energizer Bunny and I just keep on going. But nobody else I know does that. If they get sick, they take a day off from work, they stay in bed or 2 days, and they get well. And it's like, you know, if you need time off of what you have to do every day, then take that time off. Get well. That's more important than any tasks that you need to perform.
Exactly.
And like I say, I'm just different. When I get sick, I just say, nope, sorry, not recognizing you. Go away. I have things do and I'm doing them, leave me alone. And then I come home and I crash out. You know, that's just don't allow myself. And like I say, I'm the only one I know that does this, but I do not allow myself that reaction to sickness. I don't allow it. And that's very strange. I understand that, but that's just how I am. I don't expect everybody else to do that, but that's how I am. Oh, well, you know, I mean, you've heard me come on and do a show when I can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
When I've had a migraine headache and I just go ahead and do it anyway. But me, I'm not going to put that on anybody else or saying anybody else should do it that way. Every person has to handle those things their own way for themselves.
Differently, that's right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give them the room to do that. You can't control other people. You have to give them the room to do that. And, you know, when you can't control other people, sometimes, pardon my French, shit happens. But that's how it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it is. But anyway, back to the music.
Yes.
I've talked way too much in this show. It needs to be another half hour. Sorry. Anyway, another request from John that I got yesterday.
Yeah.
This wasn't last minute.
Very nice.
And it's Barry Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to sing Eloise.
Oh, no.
Oh, I remember this.
That makes a day that lights the way. And when that star goes by, I'll hold it in my hands and cry, love is mine, my sun will shine.
Yeah.
Before.
Really?
I don't remember. Yeah. There was a song called Eloise, but it wasn't that one. It was a much different song. It was more the 60s style that came out in the 60s. So, and it was
Barry
by a group.
Ryan.
But wow. Yeah, this one was Barry Ryan. I don't remember ever
Ryan.
Hearing. I don't remember ever hearing this one before.
Twins.
Yeah, and there was I'll have to play it next week because it was completely different, a completely different song by a band with 60s sound. This one is awesome song. This one's an awesome song. I've just never heard it before. That's all. That's all.
Surprising.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't know where I stand.
It's okay. That's okay.
Please forgive me. Yes, okay.
We forgive you.
Oh, thank you. I don't know if I could have gone on if you didn't.
Oh, no. I thought I'd better put you out of your misery.
Exactly. I need to be put out of my misery. Sometimes that's not such a bad thought. But, hey, you know what? That's just giving up, and I can't do that.
You're not that sort of person. That's right.
I can't. You know, sometimes I wish, but hey,
no.
You know, we'll always get through it. So you just keep on one step at a time, one foot in front of the other. What's that? Oh, what is that movie that has that song about one foot in front of the other? Is that Pinocchio? Hey, got me, guys. I don't know.
No
I just
idea.
Had to song.
I'm not sure. I won't say it is because I'm not sure.
Well, there you go. Something to research. Where does that song?
I haven't seen Pinocchio for years.
That a bucket now.
Now it's going to be bugging me to pieces until I find out. Oh, my gosh. It's going to drive me insane. It's just going to drive me insane. That's uh-huh. all there is to it. I'm looking. I'm taking my time and sounding distracted because I'm looking for a particular song.
Okay.
And that's always very distracting. Take my word for it, especially with this song and you can't find it.
Hmm.
Oh well, let's do a different one.
All right.
And that'll give me time to look for the other one.
Okay.
All right. The Grassroots. And hey, guys, if you feel this song, then go ahead and feel it. It's a good song. And I don't know, maybe you've had somebody in your life at some point that you want to tell this to. That's a possibility. That's a possibility. This is not such a strange situation this dude finds himself in. So, hey, Grassroots. Grassroots doing Midnight Confessions.
Yeah. midnight confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
In my midnight confession when I tell the thing that I want you.
We go Grassroots. I always liked the Grassroots. I can't remember a song that they did that I didn't like. That's a good thing. That's very hard to say about 1960s bands, because some of them got really weirded out along about 69 and 70. Hey, Susan left and now Susan's back again. Can we hear Susan?
Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes,
yes.
I can hear you. Yay.
Oh, thank God. Hey.
You're fading in and out like a two-way radio, honey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, no. I knew that Andy Rose was coming handy.
My goodness.
Oh, no. I don't think someone wants to hear me. They keep turning up the sound off.
Well, we're not going to go there, and we're not going to research it, and because we'd have to just... We'd have to, okay, this is what we'd have to steamroller.
I was only teasing.
We'd have to steamroller them. We just have to do that.
Oh, yeah, now.
So, well, we're going to play that song instead and hope that song steamrolls.
Wow. I've got my fan on.
That's cool. It.
There you go.
Don't
get
you run off,
you.
Susan.
Get out the altitude. Here you go.
Here I go.
Come down after way one time.
More bluesy than we're used to, and that's what I love about it. I like that bluesy feel. So, okay.
Still hot.
No, you're not in shower yet.
Yeah, right. And I'm drinking hot coffee. So, hey, you know.
Oh, wow.
I'm in a bad place right now, girls. Oh, well. That's okay. That's okay. I know where the ice cubes are. I know where the ice cubes are.
Go for it.
So, okay. Now we've got to find something. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here we go. First, I got to say thank you to everybody. I've got 6 minutes left. That would be enough to say thank you, maybe one song, maybe two. I'm not sure. But I've got to say thank you to everybody that actually came by, hung in there, enjoyed the music, had fun, because we did, girls. We had fun. I hope that everybody listening had fun, because that's the point of this program, is to enjoy the music, to enjoy whatever I might come up with, because that can be weird sometimes.
Yes, actually enjoy it.
Guys, I just be me. What can I tell you? I'm just me. That's right. How it goes. So it's like the old 60s saying, what you see is what you get.
At this point, what
you hear is what you get, because you can't see me. Ha, 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 ha. So, but thank you, everybody, for joining me, because that's what makes it worth doing, is to have the people listening and enjoying it. And I know that a lot of my friends and family do listen to this, and they do enjoy it because they keep coming back. They keep listening to it time after time. And thank you so much. I love that. And thank you for being my friends and family. It's beautiful. So now what we're going to do on our way out, well, part of our way out, is going to hear the Nashville Teens from 1964 singing Tobacco Road. There we had Tobacco Road. What should we do now? Oh, the choices. I have one I want to do, but it's like 5 minutes long, and that's not going to. Oh, okay. Animals, we got to get out of this place.
In this dirty old part, of a city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my dad.
Tomorrow for the gospel show, same time, same channel. Come and have some church.